Hashem created this world and the next world so that this world will atone for the sins that make a tzaddik imperfect, and then a tzaddik can benefit from Olam Haba in full perfection, with nothing holding the tzaddik back from fully connecting with Hashem. But not only did Hashem create a method to redeem a tzaddik, but Hashem also created another method of redemption in His infinite kindness, even for a shy. Even someone who the majority of his life was evil. But the nature of his averus were such that they didn't totally destroy him. They didn't seal his fate for destruction. Hashem designed a different place for tikkun, where even such a person can reach perfection and get redemption. This is the purpose of Gehenna, so that the person who did averus will get retribution for his averus, but after the process he won't suffer anymore from the sins, the averus that he did. They'll be wiped away. Then he can benefit from the reward in the world to come. So it turns out that the people who will actually be totally lost and never benefit from the closeness and connection to Hashem and Olam Haba are very few. Those are the people that ain lahem chelek l'Olam Haba. It's only those people that have become so evil, so corrupted, to the extent that there's absolutely no way for them to find their way to Olam Haba. According to this, there are three forms of judgment. The main judgment will take place after Tchiyas HaMeisim, in the world to come, and that's a judgment on mankind as a whole. And the Ramchal hasn't discussed this yet. But before that, there are two other forms of judgment, depending on the level of sin, of Avera, either in this world or in the world of Neshamas. This judgment, however, is not something we can understand. Only Hashem, the true judge, knows how it works, because only Hashem understands each deed, each act, in its entirety. Hashem understands every aspect of the act, the context, its repercussions, and how they should be judged. Hashem chooses if they should be repaid in this world or in Gehenna. All we know is just the general rule of this judgment, what the basis is and what it revolves around. And that's what we've been discussing, that the ultimate purpose is to ensure that everyone has a chance at Olam Haba, a pure and perfect connection to Hashem forever. In order that this should happen, it requires that they go through one of these processes in order to remove all imperfection, and that allows them to enjoy the world to come in its full glory.